that's right. How you doing this afternoon? Beautiful afternoon out there. And we have Carrie Bolt, who is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Greenwood and for Lawrence County, sitting right across from me this afternoon. How you doing, Carrie?
Fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. You got some big events coming up. It's September, and, you know, tomorrow is actually 9/11. Such an important time to be thinking about our country and our people. And, of course, your Hall of Heroes is always in September. You've got, in fact, this weekend, you have the one over there in Lawrence, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Lawrence County Hall of Heroes will be Saturday, September 12th, and it'll be at Clinton High School.
And what number Hall of Heroes is this?
This will be number 12.
Number 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. You know, I think it is such a good thing that you started over there, and we could, I guess, tell the story, the short version maybe, Carrie, on how you started the Hall of Heroes over there in Lawrence.
One night I came out of the historical courthouse after county council, and I had two World War II veterans meet me at the door, and they demanded things would be changed, or I would be changed.
Well, that ought to woke you up right there.
It helped me right on out.
Okay. And what was the discussion?
Well, the discussion was they wanted to know about better benefits for veterans. They wanted veterans acknowledged for the great things they have done. And when I got downstairs, after having these two fine men threaten my life, I looked up their discharges, and one was a Navy man. He had been in Korea, then called back. I'm sorry, he'd been in World War II and called back to Korea. The other was a World War II veteran, and both of them were highly decorated. And the one who was in the Army, Mr. W.R. Garrett, everybody only knew this man just as a farmer. And it turns out that Mr. Garrett was the winner of 5 Bronze Stars for Valor and a Silver Star. And I thought, how could you not know of this man as more than a farmer?
Correct. So you came up with the idea of honoring people in the community that were veterans, and that's how the Hall of Heroes was actually born.
It started off, we thought we would get 7 veterans, 6 World War II, and we had one young boy who was a policeman in Lawrence, William Bill Ginn. He was Iraqi veteran, and he came back, and he died of cancer about 60-plus days after he got back, and we honored him posthumous. And 6 World War II vets, and we thought we'd just have their families at the Exchange Club, and next thing I know, there's about 400 people sitting there looking at me, and I'm going, well, already.
And it's just kind of grown from there.
I got into this business, and I had a head full of hair.
And now you're totally bald. Well, not quite.
It's sad. It's sad.
But you know what? It is a terrific way to honor our veterans and our soldiers, and it is a great way to know about some of the courageous things that our veterans have done to protect us and our country. And so every year over in Lawrence, how many people do usually go into the Hall of Heroes?
We try to make it a symbolic number of 21, but like in Lawrence's case this year, we had a last-minute family call in and see if they could get their father recognized this year, and it turns out he'd been told he had 6 months to live. So I'm not about to tell somebody who's sick that they're not going to be part of this.
Wow. And so when you did that over there, then you came over here to Greenwood because the representatives decided that you could handle 2 places, right?
Yes, ma'am. They did.
We're talking about our representatives from Mike Pitts and all of them.
All of them. Senator Odell.
Yes, Senator Odell, Nicholson. All of them got together and said, who can be our victim to come over here to Greenwood and help with Greenwood since you were doing such a good job over there in Lawrence? Is that correct? And they got you to come over here to Greenwood. When I first met you, you were over at Park Plaza in a very small, confined office.
That was a broom closet.
Yes, really. And, of course, as things developed here and as your thought process developed here, and this was also right along when the library was moving over there to their brand-new facility, here sat this beautiful older building sitting there and nothing was happening, and Carrie Bolt came up with the idea, wouldn't it make a fantastic veteran center? So see, not only, Carrie, not only did you do the Hall of Heroes, start the Hall of Heroes, you also came up with a great idea. So the way I look at it, you're nothing but an idea man that gets things done.
Yes, ma'am.
So you talked and you talked and you talked until you finally ended up with the old library, and now it is a fantastic veteran center.
Well, I'd like to also tell everybody that you were instrumental in helping me with that. So, and of course, the county council was too, but yes, you have been instrumental in helping me develop that center.
Well, thank you very much. But I think if you hadn't spied out that building and found a place where it could be a perfect place, you know, I think a lot of people had a lot of doubts on whether it could be, a lot of people thought that the building was done for, I think. And if you've been to the building any time in the last year and seen what has happened over there, it's clean, it's bright, it has air conditioning, hallelujah.
And heat, don't forget that heat.
And the heat, okay. The last time I was there during a ceremony, it was, what, Memorial Day, and it was very warm.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just over there a couple of weeks ago, and it was cool and comfortable, and the county really stepped up on that, didn't they?
Mr. Toby Chappell just jumped right up on that for me. He is the man.
He is the man. Okay. Toby, if you're listening, you just got a big shout-out from Carrie Bolt here. So, but the things that have happened over there have truly been phenomenal. The Hall of Heroes was started here in Greenwood what year? Or how many years? Which one is this?
All slow motion, that. Yes, ma'am. Because I got so many. I think this is number four.
Number four.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
So it has started a real tradition over here. I do think it is something that people really look forward to. And that, the Hall of Heroes for this year is when? September 20th?
For Greenwood, it'll be September 20th at Lander University Cultural Center at 1500 or 3 p.m.
That's right. So you'll want to be there. This is free. I tell you what, the place will be packed. It's going to be an excellent ceremony, as it always is, and very meaningful, not only to the families, but I tell you what, to the veterans who are receiving these Hall of Heroes commendations.
I'd like to say that we always try to get good guest speakers. For Lawrence County, on September 12th, the guest speaker will be the Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Henry McMaster, and then our guest speaker for Greenwood this year will be the former Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Bob Peeler.
That's right. So, and I had the opportunity to be there when he came to town and looked over and was quite impressed with what is here. You know, I think a lot of us, when something's in your own backyard, you have a tendency not to realize how great it really is. But if you've been to other areas and dealt with other veterans' offices and seen the facilities, they are not half what we have right here in Greenwood. In fact, one of your hopes is it becomes the absolute premier location for South Carolina for its Veterans Center.
As far as I'm concerned, it is right now. Based on the fact of everything, that what we have there.
Do we have there?
Well, let's just see. We've got a museum that would just started off by me making a remark in a church one evening that I'd eventually like to have a museum. So I had a 80-year-old.
See, there you go, another idea.
I got to stop having these things. I had an 80-year-old veteran pop through the door one day with a Mauser, and I'm going, hey.
Don't shoot me.
Yeah. So he said, I've had this for about 60 years. I think you need to have it now. And we have a museum committee headed by Mrs. Carol Scales and some other fine men, and they can fix and do anything. And our museum has outgrown the initial portion of the upstairs. It's going out into the main floor now where the Hall of Heroes is. We also have the VA office. We have Lander recruiting.
ROTC?
Recruiting? Yes, ma'am. Where were they, for enrollments, because we set up a program with Mr. Taylor, Adam Taylor, it works at Lander, and young men and women leaving the service with the GI Bill. This is a way they can walk into Lander with their GI Bill, and if they're not academically ready, they can go to the VOTEC. So they recruit that way. Plus, we have the ROTC program. Great leadership, great people. Downstairs, we have the VFW, DAV, Purple Heart Society. Sometimes the American Legion uses a portion of it. The MOA, which is the Retired Officers Association, they meet there.
There's a lot of organizations use it, and so many good things have been donated. For example, the refrigerator for the kitchen area. It's just amazing.
One more thing. We just getting ready to open the door on. Went to the solicitor. Great man. We're going to start with Veterans Court, so they already have an office down there now.
So, that's a good thing to help veterans in a situation that wouldn't normally be in it, but need some extra help. And this is what they're. It's kind of like drug court, but it's not. It's for veterans, and it's not drug court per se. It's a court which helps them get through maybe a tough time that they're having.
That's correct. And it kind of forces the veteran to get the help he needs, because a lot of people are in denial. But yeah, it's a good thing. And solicitor was, ready to get right up on this program. And he set it up. He's funding it. And they were actually moving furniture in starting this week.
Wow, that's terrific. So, and what is the purpose of your office right there at the Veterans Center?
The VA office itself, the primary function is pension, compensation, and medical issues for veterans and or their dependents.
And what that means is sometimes, I was talking about this on the air this morning, sometimes a veteran has turned in the paperwork for a medical or a pension, et cetera, and they get the paperwork back and they get turned down. And so what do they think? They think they're done. They're not going to get any help. But what your office does is take that paperwork, right, and work with it to help them find where the problems are so you can overcome those problems and help them get the benefits they deserve.
Yes, ma'am. We can actually generate the program of the claim itself. If they're denied in their claim, then they can take and come back. We help them through the appellate process.
That's right. So it takes a lot of time and a lot of detail work to find out. Maybe it's just some little thing, isn't it, Carrie, that's keeping them from getting the benefits. And that's what your team, you and the gals that work there, spend the time looking over.
I explain to all the veterans and their dependents, it's just like a court case. So we look at it that way.
So if you have been denied, if you need extra help, what do you need to do? You need to go see Carrie Bolt down there at the Veterans Center. You know, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, not only the Hall of Heroes, not only the Veterans Center, but even some of the issues that are veterans. And I want to ask Carrie, how are things coming along for the veterans? So, hey, you stay right here. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Carrie Bolt, who is the Veterans Affairs Officer for not only Greenwood, but Lawrence County. So sometimes the best way you have to catch him is send a carrier pigeon, find him on the road.
That's correct.
That's correct. Yeah,
my office is in the car.
Right, exactly. So, Carrie, one of the things that is rather... It's very exciting how the whole front is going to be transformed. First off, we have to say it's been a great job of transforming the front. I know you've had some master gardeners. You've had a lot of volunteer work making the front out there look nice. And it's going to look even better when we have this whole program. Yesterday afternoon, we played the conversation I had with Jim Dominick back in March about the eagle and the pavers and all the things that are going to be happening. But can you tell us, how is it coming?
Well, I can say it's not a dream anymore. It's a fact. The county and the city have stepped in. They pledged $26,000 apiece. That was enough to actually get the pedestal with the eagle. We've sold about
Yes. Okay, Carrie, go ahead. sold how many?
We've sold about $12,000 in pavers.
Wow.
And we actually have enough to do the main walkway with the main portion of the monument. And we, instead of waiting for the total amount of money to build the complete memorial, we've decided to go ahead in phases. So it would be the main walkway with Eagle first. It would be the archways and then the panels.
Okay.
So what we're getting ready to do after Hall of Heroes in Greenwood is completed, myself and Mr. Jim Dominick, we're going down to Elberton and we're going to have the stones made for the public that have already purchased them.
Right.
And we're going to bring them inside and line the walls so they can go ahead, because some of these people had purchased these stones almost 2 years ago.
I mean, there really has been a great outpouring for this with the pavers and whatnot. And, you know, I think that'll be great because people will be able to see them now, and I think that probably will help inspire other people to see this is something that is going to happen and to get on the bandwagon.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. That's once they see that it's reality, yeah, a lot of people, I think, will get right up on the program with us. We've had some other businesses that are coming out looking. It's just really a good thing, and really, this is the history of this county.
It is. And so, and we got, I can't say enough about the fact that the county and the city came on for the big eagle that is going to be out front. That was an expensive proposition, but both the city and the county came in on that. What, how did that work out with the city and the county? How much is that piece to begin with, the big eagle?
It's $52,000. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I've got to really salute the county for all the great things they continue to do. Just by the start of the VA Center, they've helped me grow and help veterans and those in uniform since the day I got here. And, I mean, look at the building now,
right.
What they do. And then to pledge into this, and also the city. City sees that this is a good thing, too, and it's not – this is going to be, like I said, they're helping make history.
Absolutely. There isn't another facility like it in the state, is there, Carrie?
If there is, I need to go see it today.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Today.
Yeah, that's right. So both the city and the county, and now, I guess this, I don't know, the city, the county decided that since we're going to be building so much out there with the pavers and the statues, et cetera, that are going to go in there, they decided they should go ahead and do an engineering study. So this will be something that will be forever.
Yes, ma'am. With the study, it's going to ensure, one, that there'll be nothing sinking or, you know, off kilter or anything like that. The other thing is the lighting. That's another thing. They brought in some electrical engineers, and they really want the monument to be lit dimly on the pathway for safety for the public, but where they can still read the stones for the individuals. But they want the panels and the eagle itself really projected really bright, so it's really going to stand out.
I think it'll just really, when you drive into Uptown, it will really pop because the building does sit back, you know, but it will really bring a focus right there on the Veterans Center.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
I think that is fabulous. So this is what's going on. If somebody wants more information about the panels and whatnot, can they call your office?
Yes, ma'am, they can. The VA office, they can call 864-942-8531, and anybody can help them there.
That's right. So if you'd like to get involved, if you would like to do one in memory of a father, grandfather, brother, sister, this would be an excellent time to, because it takes a while to make them. Looks like, do we have any projected time frame that we might be able to see this installed, the first phase, shall we call it?
I'm pretty sure the first phase will be somewhere completion probably by this time next year.
Wow. Would be great.
It could be even sooner, really.
Would be great if it was done for Memorial Day, wouldn't it? Oh, I tell you, that would be awesome.
That's it. You're thinking good.
That's right. I am. Hey, I tell you what, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are with Carrie Bolt, the Veterans Affairs Officer. If you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984, 229-7984. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
Nuba Cafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're with Carrie Bolt. And, I think we got a thunderstorm coming, folks. It's kind of crackling out there pretty bad. So if we crackle a little bit, I'm sorry. But we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. Do want to tell you, if you have a birthday coming up in September, if you have somebody that you'd like to do something nice for that has a birthday, anniversary, or maybe just loves sapphires, you need to come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery. All our sapphire jewelry is half price, so come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. All right, we've got Carrie Bolt right here. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer. You know, we were talking about the Veterans Center and what has happened there. You know, Carrie, one of the things that is totally amazing, I think, is when you look what the Veterans Affairs Office is able to bring into the county as far as claims and pensions and all these type of things. It's a tremendous amount of dollars.
With a staff of 2.5, I'm that half.
Okay. I think we can count you as a total three people over there, okay?
All right, I appreciate that. Last year, with our GDX report, that staff was able to bring in $33 million in benefits for veterans of this county. Provable.
Provable benefits. Now, when you look at that, I mean, you know, we're always talking about the hospitality and all the things that other events and whatnot bring into this county. And here we have an organization that literally is saving our veterans money by either medical or getting them pensions and money that they deserve to have to be able to spend on medical or food or whatever they'd like to spend it on. Right, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. Some of the other things are like handicap ramps, handicap accessibility in homes, handicap cars, trucks, vans. I mean, there's lots of things we do.
So we should be looking at that as a great source. And so when you look at that building over there, the library, you know, the first time I walked through it, I was like, I think Jeff Duncan was there, you were there, we were having a little ceremony, and we walked through the building, and, it, you know, the lights, I don't even think the lights were on at that point.
It was terrible. It was a terrible day.
Terrible. I mean, it was like you looked like you were in the Twilight Zone over there. And I remember going through it once you got the lights on and you showed me, oh, this is going to be this and this is going to be this and look at this. And I was like, uh-huh. Okay, Carrie. But you really have made it a reality over there. The building is clean. It's bright. And you know what? The county and the county has stepped up and helped with things, but there's been a lot of sweat equity from the veterans themselves and other businesses that have come in and helped spruce that place up so you wouldn't even recognize it as the library of old.
We've had tons of volunteers and people from all over the county, even outside of the county, come in and do all kind of great things just to bring the building to life.
Yes, and it certainly has. Now, one of the other things that has been happening there and continues to happen is the Hall of Heroes. Every year you're adding 2021, is that what we try to add?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is on this year, 2015? You've got 21 guys, any gals in this list?
Yes, ma'am. Just to run down a couple of the names, how about Carlton Tony Davis, United States Marine Corps, Vietnam?
Our sheriff. Tony Davis.
President, yes. Sheriff. How about Mr. Giles Daniels, United States Navy, World War II?
That's right. He just had a birthday, didn't he?
Yes, ma'am, he did.
He had a birthday, yep.
He was the former sheriff, great man. How about Mr. Niall C. Clark, United States Army, retired Vietnam? Let's talk about this man, the great things. How about, let's don't talk about the Legion of Merit. We'll talk about 6 Bronze Stars with Valor, and along with that, 24 Air Medals. I mean, really?
Wow.
Really?
And you know what? These people walk amongst us, and we don't even know these things. That is what is so unbelievable about this event, is it brings to the fore people that have done phenomenal things to keep our country free.
Here's another good one for you. How about Corporal Jack H. Simmons, United States Army, Korea, POW, 32 months.
Wow.
So, I mean, who else we have here? It's just, I mean, and everybody, please understand that everybody who's inducted this program doesn't have to have a Silver Star, Bronze Star, Medal of Honor. We have one man from Lawrence County that was inducted. He was a Navy man, World War II, came back, just like millions of other men and women. And once he was out, he was a air-conditioned heating man. They had no children. Each year he would grow these large fields of crops. Mm-hmm. And funding was taken away from the old folks' home out at the airport, and that just didn't really set well with him. And this man would just work like a slave to take food out to these people continuously till support came back. To me, that's a great American.
That is a great American. I think, isn't Hoyt Doran on your list there?
Let's see here. Yes, ma'am, he
Hoyt
is.
Hoyt Doran, I think so.
Yes,
I saw
ma'am.
That on the list.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, he works with the American Cancer Society and is just totally committed to helping people with all of that. It's just a phenomenal list of people. And I think that anybody that can be there on the 20th, on the Sunday, the 20th, to honor all of these people, whether they are people's names that you know or whether they are not people that you know, they all are important. Now, one of the things that you do on this, you also have like a shadow box that's put together, correct?
Yes, ma'am. What we do before the ceremony, we get with the families, we get shadow boxes, help them put shadow boxes together, and once we have the ceremony, their shadow box is displayed at the Veterans Center for a year for the public. We also raise money for a plaque that stays there forever. That's mine. Mm-hmm. And it's just we're making history constantly. We're showing, really, history. And the public, they really don't understand. It takes probably 4 to 5 months to create this program every year. This is something that we don't have to do. My
and
girls.
It's not paid for by the government, anything. This
no, ma'am.
Is totally an act of love.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, the thing is, we have such a great country because we can come and go. We can go to football games and do NASCAR races. It's great stuff. I love it myself. But, you know, to ask the public to see this one day, you don't understand the price that people have had to pay to give you that NASCAR race or that football game. So I don't think it really hurt you to come see it. Just one time to see the great people.
Whether you have family that is part of this or not, it is a great feeling. And to see our guys and gals walking across the stage when they receive their commendation is just something to see. You know, I know that you've told me about this and I've watched it, and you can actually see when they walk across the stage, even if they're in a wheelchair, they sit a little taller, they stand a little taller, and it means a lot. And it means tremendous if you are there to be part of this.
Yes, ma'am, that's a fact. They go back to the glory days.
They do. And so we should all honor those that have gone before us, and all of those that have gone where maybe you didn't have to go. But if you were in the military, I'm sure you understand what this is all about. Now, how does somebody get to be in the Hall of Heroes?
To stop by the Veterans Center and fill out one of our...
And a family member can do this. They
sure.
don't have to do it themselves.
No, ma'am.
Okay, because most of them probably wouldn't do it themselves,
I can
right?
tell you, year-to-date, I've never had anybody walk into Lawrence or Greenwood and say, hey,
I want to be in the Hall of Heroes. I'm a veteran.
That's right.
Yeah. So it usually is a family member or a wife that says, you know, we would like to do this.
I can say about the sheriff, current yes. sheriff, I can tell you that I told him in his office that I would have to commit crime at his office if he didn't give me his stuff.
So, you know, I think that kind of says it all. And that's what, you know, there's not very many, I'll use the word, boastful veterans.
No.
I mean,
no,
you just, it's not a characteristic that they have.
It's just like our theme is this year. It's about God and country for these people.
That's right. So please come out on the 20th. I'll be talking about it more, of course, on the radio as we go forth. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about something that you may not know about, but it's a pretty important piece of history, and it happened right over there in Lawrence. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I am Ann Eller. We have been talking about the Hall of Heroes that is coming up Sunday, September 20th. It'll be at Lander University. Boy, have they changed Lander University over there. The entrance over there has really changed up where the Hall of Heroes will be at the Lander Auditorium. I tell you what, if you haven't driven by there, you need to drive by and just check it out. It looks quite different than it did 2 years ago. That was a big project they were doing over there. But the Hall of Heroes is an excellent program. I tell you what, it really would be it's an excellent program for adults. But to bring some young people to this program and let them see this, I think is pretty awesome too. Don't you, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And the people that will be involved, everything from the speaker, which is going to be former Lieutenant Governor Peeler.
Yes, ma'am.
Will be there, but your ladies, the ladies auxiliary, will be doing. Won't they be doing the?
We got the men working on that this year.
Oh, okay.
We try to switch up.
Switch it up. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's the, what's that ceremony? The
POW table.
Yes, that's a very moving ceremony right there, and when you think about the POWs and people that we have known, gosh, when you think about the people that are in Iran right now that have not come home, and here we have this Iran deal. I mean, you think about all of this. You know, take a little bit of time and come to this ceremony and be with people who know what it means to serve our country and have served our country. So come and see.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
Now, what I wanted to talk about was when I was there, when Lieutenant Governor Peeler was there, you were walking around and showing off some of the things at the Veterans Center there, and one of the things you showed off was that very famous picture painting of the wall, the Vietnam Wall.
Yes, ma'am.
The soldier with his hand on there. Tell us about that, because I had no idea that was actually from Lawrence, South Carolina.
The picture of the wall has a man with his suit on, and he's got his coat over his shoulder, and looks like he would be a Vietnam veteran, and he's touching the wall, and some of his buddies that serve with him are touching him back. One of them is. And the ghost that's portrayed in the wall is a young boy from Joanna, South Carolina. His name is Michael F. Banks, and he is that man. And in 2007, at Presbyterian College, I had the traveling Vietnam wall there for a week, and we not only honored 21 veterans, and one was posthumous, which again was Michael F. Banks. We honored his mother. And, you know, before we did the ceremony, she didn't have a shadow box. She had the 1300 series letter. It was his death notification. She had a Purple Heart and a Vietnam service ribbon in a frame. And I thought, my God, this is just wrong. So with the little bit of money we raise each year for our plaques, we bought a shadow box. I got his awards and decorations, and we made a complete box. We gave it to her. We told her, hey, look, if you want this change back, we can. She cried 30 minutes. She came back and wanted an appointment with me, which we don't do appointments. So I just come in here. And she came back with her family. She said, look, we've all decided that we need to talk to you and show you something. And she says, not only did we talk with the family members, we talked with Michael every night. And she said, we want you to have this main painting of him in the wall.
And it's one of how many? Let's see. It's a very low number. Yes.
Number two. And she gave the shadow box back. She says, you know, we feel it's better here. So we put it in the Hall of Heroes at Hillcrest Square in the courthouse. We raised $2,000 for a glass trophy case there. So we have him as a standalone.
But to have that, and gosh, wasn't there something about, didn't they tell you you couldn't use that image or something?
When we were trying to raise money to pay for the wall, and we kind of got the beat down on the trademark. So I run out there with his mother and said, how about this trademark? They said, thank you.
They didn't give you any more trouble about that, did they?
Thank you, bye.
That's right. So I know you've seen that very famous painting, but it actually was Michael Banks, who was from Joanna, and I just thought that was such a great story. Now, you actually have you have the lithograph of that down there at the Hall of Heroes?
Yes, ma'am.
Right here in Greenwood.
We've got copies of
copies
it here,
of it. Okay.
But everything that's original is housed in Lawrence County at the courthouse there.
So if you'd like to see it, it really is pretty wonderful. And, you know, when you get a chance, you really need to go by and see the museum. You know, people say, oh, a museum, ho-hum. Well, I tell you what, this is a living museum down there at the Hall of Heroes. They have one big room. They have started to come around the corner. We actually did a video down there. I went down and did a live remote from down there. The guys and the gals down there just get so excited when people come in to talk about the history. You have uniforms. There is a campaign desk that has secret compartments. And the big thing about it is there are people that you know that have donated items. And if somebody has items to donate, one of the good things that they're able to do, they're able to take those items in, catalog them, they've got a program, and they do rotate things around so that different things are on display. Am I correct on that?
Yes, ma'am. We have one of the best museum committees of volunteers in the world. They are proud. So when you go in, if you ask the question, you will get an answer.
That's right, you will. Now, the museum is actually open on
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. It's
yes,
open
ma'am.
Every Wednesday. And are they still doing the first weekend of the month?
They are.
Yep.
And the thing is that they're going to expand because now they have so many volunteers, so we're seeing about getting more days.
Well, that'll be great. So it is a great place to take kids to be able to see all this historic stuff. I mean, just the collection of bayonets, rifles, and all the stuff they have down there is fantastic.
If a school wants to come in and have a tour, we can always set up a time for them to come at any time, and the museum committee will graciously come in for any group, children, anything.
Yeah. So if you've got a group out there that would love that you're looking for something unique and different to do without a lot of travel, think about the Hall of Heroes Museum. Now, again, the number to call if one wants to call and get some more information about the Hall of Heroes Museum or any of the things going on, Carrie, where do they call?
864-942-8531.
And you have excellent staff down there that help. They're helpful, they're willing, and there's always people there. Some of the volunteers for whether it's the museum or some of the organizations are always hanging around, willing
Somebody's
to help out.
Somebody's always there, yes, yes. Because they're proud. It's their building. That's what I tell them. Look, it's not about me. It's the Veteran Center. It's about you, the veteran.
Right. So go down there and check it out. Walk through those doors. Now, what hours are just during the weekday? What are they open?
9 to 5. Now, we've been closed a couple of days this week because preparation for Hall of Heroes, Lawrence and Greenwood, but we have signed on the door with the numbers for Abbeville and also Greenville.
That's right. So we've got the Hall of Heroes here in Greenwood. That's on September 20th, 3 p.m. at the Lander Auditorium. You've also got the Hall of Heroes with the special speaker over there. This Saturday is going to be Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster. And, of course, a great induction group of guys or gals are going to be inducted there. We've got veterans help. Do you need some help with a veterans issue and you've gotten totally pissed off and think that there's no way that you can get some help with this? Well, let me give you the name of the bulldog that's down there at the Veterans Center. His name is Kerry Bolt. I've been talking to him here this afternoon. You give him a call down there. I have referred to several people down there, and they have come back and said, I didn't think anything could be done, but by George, they did it. So give him a call down there, 942-8531. You will have to get your information together, but if you've got paperwork, please take it. Don't just tell somebody about it. Take that paperwork and let them look at it. Carrie, I think that in the time that you have been with the Veterans Center, how long have you been with them now?
Oh.
Veterans Administration?
About 15 minutes. No, 12 years.
12 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And there's so many more projects to do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am.
I think you were an excellent pick, and I think when the representatives and senators got together and decided you should come over here to Greenwood, it's made all the difference in the world, and for that, we are very fortunate. Thank you.
I thank you, but I couldn't have done it without you either.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the shout out here, and we appreciate making sure that our veterans are well taken care of. If you have a question, if you need some help, if you've been turned down for something as a veteran, if you just don't think something is right, give them a call, 942-8531. That's why they're here, and that's why you should go check out the Veterans Center right there in Uptown Greenwood. Like to see about a paver, like more information about the program, call them there, 942-8531. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Carrie Bolt, thanks for taking time out from your busy schedule to talk to us this afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.